Let's work. Come on, let's work. Come on.
You can wish for it, or you can work for it.
You gotta work for greatness.
If you ain't working, you should be working.
Come on, let's work.
Welcome to Confessions of a Workaholic, where we share the untold success secrets of fearless female entrepreneurs who are obsessed with success. This is your girl, Coryell. So excited to be back for another soul-snatching solo episode. My goal is to empower, encourage, and inspire you to get that ass to work. After this week's episode, be sure to stick around for another special spotlight interview with one of our amazing speakers from our 2019 Work, Pray, Slay weekend. If you have been like somewhere under a rock or something, you're not following your girl on Instagram and you just don't know all of the magic that we are bringing to ATL for Work, Pray, Slay, let me let y'all in on a little secret, okay? Work, Pray, Slay weekend is the biggest, the best, the baddest women's weekend for millennial women of color who are ready to win. This is our seventh annual. Yes, seven, y'all. We ain't new to this. We are true to this, and we are dedicated to providing a life-altering, game-changing weekend where you will be able to equip yourself both personally and professionally, okay? There's no other conference, festival, workshop, retreat out there that brings together the topics, the experts from so many different industries that we are presenting you all with at Work, Pray, Slay, okay? It is going down this October 31st through November 3rd right here in ATL, and we still have a handful, like 10 general admission passes still available. If you have not secured your spot, definitely make sure you check the show notes or log on to workprayslay.com. We just announced some more amazing elements of Work, Pray, Slay. We are going to have a guest coaches coaching suite this year at the Be Your Own Boss Conference, which happens to be on Saturday, November 2nd. And let me tell y'all, if you feel like you've been overwhelmed, feeling stressed out, we have a board-certified therapist that's going to be doing wellness checks. My girl, Sonia Lewis, who is the student loan doctor, is going to be doing student loan consultations. If you have questions about your loans, what special programs you might qualify for, she's going to be available in our coaches' lounge to help you with those student loan consults. And then we have an HR professional from WeWork who's going to be on site in the coaches' lounge doing resume reviews to help you prepare for that next move professionally. Going down October 31st through November 3rd. VIP passes are sold out. Platinum passes are sold out. We just opened up more spots for vendors to be able to provide an opportunity for small business owners to get their merchandise in the hands of our guests. If you're a business owner and you would like to be a vendor or a sponsor, make sure that you log on to workprayslay.com for details. Before Work, Pray, Slay, though, y'all, I told y'all about my new nonprofit that I started a couple weeks ago on the For the Culture episode. I talked to you all about the For the Culture Foundation, which is my brand new nonprofit that is all about empowering children, youth, and young adults of color to be excellent. We advocate for all things Black. I'm talking about HBCU advocacy, Black wealth building, group economics, and again, all things that build legacy and circulate knowledge. So excited to be hosting our next event. This one is for women only. It's a wealth and wellness Black Wednesday installment, Black Wednesday 2.0, going down on October 23rd right here in ATL. If you would like to join us, you can log on to ForTheCultureFoundation.org or tap the link in my Instagram bio. If you're not hanging out with me on the gram, you're missing out on all the fun. Yesterday, October 1st, I celebrated my birthday. We don't have to talk about how old your girl turned, but shout out to the 85 babies in the building. It's Libra season, y'all. We let the Virgos do their thing, but the super cool Libras are in this thing now, all right? Shout out to all of my fellow Libras. For those of you who have been asking what your girl wants for her birthday, all I want is for you all to help me continue to be a blessing through the For the Culture Foundation. I believe that I am blessed so that I may be a blessing. And that was the motive with starting For the Culture, to be able to pass on those blessings to the Black community. So if you would like to give me a birthday gift, I am accepting tax deductible donations for the For the Culture Foundation. Again, you can log on to ForTheCultureFoundation.org, or you can slide us a little Cash App donation. Our Cash App tag is $FTCorg. That's FTC as in For the Culture Org. And again, all donations are tax deductible. We are a nationally recognized 501c3 nonprofit organization. So along with the donation being tax deductible, you'll also receive a donation receipt for your tax reporting purposes. Now this week, y'all, I'm in my feelings a little bit, okay? I gotta tell y'all, you know that I come up with these solo show topics based on things I might be going through, things I might be feeling some type of way about, things I think we just need to talk about. Well, this week is like a little mixture of all of that, okay? So if you are, you know, like if you've been down for a minute, you know, I'm always saying that people got to start getting their ideas from God and not from the gram. I've said it so many times. And most of the time when I say it, it's because I've been scrolling on my timeline and seeing something very reminiscent of my ish, except it ain't me posting it. Okay. There have literally been people who have tried to host Work, Pray, Slay weekends in other cities, unbeknownst to me, okay, without my approval, without my assistance, okay, without my co-signage, people trying to duplicate the things that I have built from the ground up. I'm talking blood, sweat, and tears. I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my ish, okay? So this week's episode is dedicated to the unoriginal people, to the people who I see you, okay? And not only do I see you, because to be quite honest, I don't always see everything, but I got foot soldiers out here, okay? I got people who are literally on your heels, people who are sliding in my DMs almost on a daily basis to show me the foolishness, the fraudulence that's going on out here in these internet streets, okay? So not even 2 weeks ago, somebody slid in my DMs and they're like, yo, what is this? They sent me somebody's video. And the caption of the video, this lady, I'm not going to say any names, but you can do some Google searches and figure out some things for yourself. This lady is hosting an event with a very similar title to Work, Pray, Slay on the exact same date, same weekend, as Work, Pray, Slay. Now, Work, Pray, Slay has been around. We've been doing this. This is our 7th annual conference. We started using the name Work, Pray, Slay back in 2015. So if you Google it, you know that it did not exist before then, because that is when I created it. So to see someone using Work, Bank, Play for the title of an event, which, you know, it's not the same as Work, Pray, Slay, but it is not original by any means, I felt some type of way. So back in the day, before I had the self-control, before I evolved into the mature business owner, professional woman that I am today, when I would see these things on Instagram, I would politely go on over to the post and just, you know, comment on it, ask a couple questions, you know, slide in their DMs and say, yo, what's good? What's up with this? What part of the game is this? But I decided in my maturation, the new and improved Coriel 2.0 decided I'm not going to comment on this girl's post. I'm going to send her an email. I'm going to send her a nice professional email. And so that's exactly what I did. I sent her an email. I said, hey, I just got a question. You know, I see that you're having this event. The name is very similar to mine, and I'm just a little confused about what's going on here. So what's up? So she sent me her number. I called her. We had a conversation about it. And although there was no resolution, she admitted, you know, I heard about your event years ago. I knew that this is something that you were doing. I thought, you know, the 3-word event title, I thought that was catchy. I thought, you know, it got the point across for what we're trying to do. And I see why you feel some type of way, you know, that I'm doing this on the exact same day that you're doing your event. But honestly, you know, it is what it is. That's basically what she told me. It is what it is. And y'all, yes, my trademark is in the process, because that's what I know y'all are wondering. Well, girl, if you had your trademark together, you wouldn't have these problems. So if anybody has ever been through the trademark process, you know that it is a process, okay? The very first trademark that I applied for the Single Wives Club way many moons ago, it took probably 2 years for that trademark to be processed, okay? So my current trademark for Work Pray Slay has been pending for over a year now. And so yes, the trademark is in the process, but because the application has not been approved, I can threaten these people. I can send a cease and desist until, you know, I'm blue in the face. I can send out hundreds of cease and desist letters, but I really have no recourse until my trademark is approved. So as soon as that thing goes through, I can definitely start snatching edges. But until then, all I can do is come to these people as a woman, let them know how I feel, and they can proceed accordingly. But if you choose to proceed, if you choose to go on after we've had this conversation, I can't stop you. I can wish you luck. However, you know what's coming. You know, as soon as this trademark is approved, your girl is going to be hitting you up again, okay? But all I can do is my due diligence to let you know, yo, I see you, all right? So the day that we had this conversation, the day that we had this conversation on the phone, I'm all in my feelings, right? I just could not believe that this Black woman would let her inspiration turn into imitation, and she would put all of this resource, all of these resources, all of this energy into something that was not original, okay? So that blew me. Y'all, when I say not even 24 hours later, I kid you not, this all happened within the last 2 weeks, not even 24 hours later, I come across somebody else on my timeline, somebody else who's hosting not a Work Pray Slay, but they're hosting a Pray and Slay conference. Okay. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, God, what is it? What is the lesson that you want me to learn? Because I can't afford to be all up in my feelings, distracted from the things that I'm supposed to be doing on a daily basis because of these people and this imitation that is not flattering, okay? Now, this time, let me tell you, the first girl, I've heard of her, but I didn't know her personally, okay? I didn't know her personally. So, you know, I felt some type of way, but I wasn't heated. The girl with the Pray and the Slay, y'all, this is someone. And again, I'm not going to say any names, but the internet tells all, okay? So this girl who's hosting this Pray and Slay, this woman, because she's not a girl, she's a grown woman who I feel like should have had a little bit more integrity. I feel like she should have known better. So I'm going to use my platform here on Confessions of a Workaholic to confess, to share with you all the real, true ins and outs, what we go through on a daily basis as workaholics, y'all. These are my confessions, okay? So this woman who's hosting this Pray and Slay conference is literally one of my 2018 Work Pray Slay speakers. Someone that I opened my doors for, put on my platform to speak to my audience at Work Pray Slay 2018, only so she could go home and plan her Pray and Slay 2019. So what did I do, y'all? What did I do? Y'all know I sent her an email, okay? Because again, I have grown past leaving petty comments on people's Instagrams, and because I know this woman. Okay, now I'm not going to say I know her personally, like we're homegirls, but again, she's spoken at my conference. We've met each other in real life. We know one another, okay, enough to have some professional courtesy, I feel. So as a grown woman, as a professional woman, if I'm feeling some type of way, I'm not going to, you know, talk to all my friends about it. I'm going to go directly to the source. So I slid right in her inbox and I said, you know, hey girl, I just got a couple questions. I'm a little confused by the fact that I see this Pray and Slay conference that has the exact same brand colors as Work Pray Slay, as the Coryell brand. Okay. I see, I see what you got going on, girl, and I'm just confused. Help me not be confused. Okay, in a nutshell, that's what my email said. Y'all, about a day later, and I really didn't expect a response, honestly, because there was no explanation. There's no way that this woman can have an explanation for the reason that she attended WorkPrice Lay, not even attended, for the fact that she spoke at WorkPrice Lay and then went home and came up with, conjured up this pray and slay. Okay, there was no explanation. So I really wasn't expecting a response. I was just getting it off my chest. I just needed her to understand, as a Black woman, how I felt seeing another Black woman imitating my ish. Okay, so I sent her this email. About a day later, she responds to let me know that she is just doing God's work. She's just out here trying to empower the people. She would never try to do anything, you know, to diminish the work that I'm doing. She applauds my movement. She loves what I have going on. And she just hopes that we can have some sort of understanding. And y'all, we don't have no understanding. There's no understanding. There's no way that I will ever understand someone who could leave WorkPrice Lay and go on to start promoting a pray and a slay. I don't understand it, and I don't see myself ever coming to a place of understanding. And so because I realize that this is a lost cause, that these people are going to do what they do, I decided to dedicate this week's episode to those of you who may be getting inspired from Instagram, who may be toying with the idea of duplicating something that already exists. I want to encourage you all today with this week's podcast episode. I'm trying to save another sister from experiencing the frustration that I am feeling. So if you happen to have been thinking about duplicating someone's magic, trying to manifest something that God had for someone else, this week's show is for you. And if you may be experiencing something similar to what I'm experiencing, because I know that I'm not special, I know that anytime you create something great, someone is going to come behind it and try to copy it. They're going to be a watered down version, but they're going to try to copy it. They're going to do their damnedest to try to do what you do, because they think that by mimicking what you do, they can mimic your results. And baby, I'm here to tell you that I can give you the recipe, but the sauce won't taste the same. So this week's show is dedicated to y'all, the copycats, the unoriginals, the people who are chasing down my coattails. You're trying to follow me to the promised land, and you could come, but you can't ride my wave. So first thing I want to tell y'all, number one, we see you. We see you, boo. And people don't forget. So you can apologize. You can pretend. You can act like it was a miscommunication, a misunderstanding, like you were inspired by something other than this original source that we know that you were inspired by. You can pretend, but we see you. And even when you feel like you are doing this, the lady, and I kid you not, I think it was 2016, somebody calls me up on the phone, y'all. 2016, someone who I know off of Instagram, but we're not homegirls, like we just know of each other, calls me up to tell me, hey, I just got an email from someone in Indiana trying to invite me to speak at her WorkPrice Lay Midwest conference. Now, this lady knows that I host WorkPrice Lay weekend. So when she got this inquiry, she's like, wait a minute, how is this person trying to invite me to speak at WorkPrice Lay in Indiana when WorkPrice Lay is in Atlanta? And I know the girl who does WorkPrice Lay. So she was so confused. She called me up. She's like, yo, I got this inquiry. What's up with this? Is this something you're involved with? Like, I had to call you before I responded to this because I just need to see what's up. So when I say people will be so shady, so sneaky, so trifling, I think it's really trifling, because if you try to put your name on something that someone else created, there's no other way to describe that other than immoral and trifling. So number one, we see you. And even if you think you can get away with it, the world is so small, especially when for me, you know, in my world, in the women empowerment world, when it comes to women of color, it's only but so big. So if you think that you can go out there and duplicate someone else's women empowerment conference, even if it's not WordPress, like, if you think that you can go out there and duplicate what someone else is doing in this space, we see you. We're going to find out about it. Somebody is going to, I guarantee you, out of the 81,000 people who are a part of my Instagram fam, somebody is going to see you and they're going to tell you. They're going to tell on you. Okay. They're going to tell on you every time. There's not a week that doesn't go by that someone isn't telling on somebody. Girl, look what so-and-so got going on. She thinks she tried it. Okay. She thought that we didn't see this, but we see it. And even though everybody might not be as passionate, I'm going to say passionate. I'm not going to say petty. I'm going to say passionate. Even though everybody might not be as passionate as I am and actually speak on it, call you out on it, because that's my thing. My thing is I can't make you do anything. I can't make you stop, you know, being shady. I can't make you stop imitating. But I'm going to at least call you out on it. I'm going to at least make you feel some type of way. I'm going to at least make you give you something to think about tonight when you lay yourself down to sleep. I'm at least be in the back of your head saying, girl, you tried it. You know better. You should have a little bit more integrity, which brings me to my second point. Number one, we see you. You can't hide, boo-boo. We see you. But number two, integrity is everything. And in business, relationships are everything. So if I'm out here stealing and scamming and being shady and being messy, that reputation is going to follow me. People are going to know that about me. So when I move on and try to host the next thing, try to start the next business, try to make the next connection, the next relationship, form the next partnership, that is going to follow me. That is like a paper trail. Okay, my reputation is going to precede my introduction. So you want to make sure that you are operating from a place of integrity. Even if you feel like whatever shady-ish you're thinking about doing, you might be able to get away with. What's done in the dark always comes to the light, okay? Especially with technology, especially with the internet. We see it with celebrities all the time. You think that that tweet from 2010 is long gone. No, boo, it's only a matter of time before somebody finds it. Okay, it's only a matter of time before the things that you have done to that one little person that you thought you got away with comes to light in front of these millions of people. So integrity is everything. If you make a mistake, just admit it. A couple of weeks ago, I dedicated an entire show to telling y'all the mistake that I made. A whole show. An entire show was dedicated to me apologizing for this mistake that I made. Not me telling y'all my side of the story. Not me trying to convince y'all that I'm right and I did the best that I could do. No, I can admit when I'm wrong, because the only way for me to learn the lesson the first time is to admit the error that I made and try not to make it again the next time around. That's the only way that we can learn and grow and evolve. So when you make a mistake, admit that you're wrong. When you do somebody wrong, try to make it right. Period. Integrity is everything, and your reputation precedes your introduction. My next point, number three, originality will never be overrated, okay? Originality will never be overrated. I hate when I hear people say, there's nothing new under the sun. There is nothing, no original idea, baby. The people who want to tell you that there's nothing new under the sun, those are the shady people that you need to watch out for. The people who tell you that you should be focused on replicating something, like redoing something that already exists, unless you are replicating that thing in a unique way, unless you have come up with some unique way of doing something that already exists, I don't believe in trying to be a carbon copy of someone else or of something else, okay? I believe, and this brings me right along to my next point, I believe that God is not going to bless what isn't sent by him, okay? There have been businesses that I've started in the past based on things that I've seen other people doing. Again, I can tell y'all the mistakes that I've made. Ain't no shame in my game, okay? I'm the woman that I am today because of the mistakes that I've made yesterday and the lessons that they've taught me. So there have literally been businesses that I've started based on things that I thought were working for other people. I started an online bracelet boutique back in, this was before the Single Wives Club. This was like 2011 or 12. I started this bracelet boutique because I saw this girl, and this wasn't nobody on Instagram. I don't even know if Instagram was Instagram around then? I can't even tell you. So this was not somebody I saw on Instagram. This was somebody I saw in real life, had these beautiful bracelets. And I'm like, girl, those bracelets are bomb. How much are they? Like, let me buy some. When she told me the price of these bracelets, I thought to myself, oh, hell no. I can find these beads and make my own bracelets. And that's literally what I did. But not only did I make my own bracelets, I decided to try to start a business selling these bracelets to other people. I was overworked, underpaid. I got burnt out. I wasn't making any money because I was spending all this time. The time that I was spending making these bracelets was not adding up in terms of the money that I was making selling the bracelets. That business did not last. It did not work because God didn't have nothing to do with that. That was me making the decisions, trying to do my own thing, thinking that if this girl can do it, surely I'm creative enough to go home and do it. God did not bless that business because it was not sent by him. So you got to start going to God when you're wondering what your next move should be. You got to start going to God when you have questions about your business idea, about your business plan, about your marketing strategy. Instead of going to the gram, trying to see what everybody else is doing, trying to see what's working for everybody else, trying to see what's making everybody else money, what's making them profitable, focus on your purpose, okay? God is not going to bless what isn't sent by him, period. God can only bless you in your own lane. So while you over here trying to beat me, you're trying to beat me in my lane. How is that going to work out for you? What part of the game is that? You're trying to beat me at my own ish. It can't happen. It's never going to happen. Okay? So number one, we see you. People don't forget you can't hide. Number two, integrity is everything. Okay? When you go to sleep at night, you want to be able to fall asleep peacefully. Not tossing and turning, thinking about the people you did wrong, thinking about all the stuff you're trying to hide, trying to get away with, okay? Integrity will get you so much further than imitation. Number three, originality will never be overrated, okay? Originality will never be overrated. Number four, God is not going to bless what he does not send. God is not going to bless what isn't sent by him, period. Number five, you can't fake it forever, which is why you shouldn't even start out faking it. Okay. Do not subscribe to the fake it till you make it theory. Okay. Don't believe the hype, because if you are out here operating out of fakeness, running this business that you're fake passionate about, you're a fake expert trying to teach somebody how to do something. You are going to attract nothing but fake people to you. If you're putting out fake vibes, you're going to get fake energy right back. Okay. The law of attraction is really real. So the energy, the signals that you send out to the world, yo, I'm fraudulent. I'm starting this business. I'm telling y'all to do this, but I'm at home doing something different. I'm starting this business pretending to be passionate about it, but really I'm just trying to get a paycheck. If you are operating from a place of fakeness, fraudulence, that's what you're going to attract, okay? You're going to attract people who try to dispute their payments. You're going to attract people who don't want to pay your price because you're not really worthy of that price because you're not really in it for the right reasons anyway. You're not going to be successful trying to do something that is not meant for you, period, okay? So yes, I'm in my feelings this week. Yes, this episode is motivated by people being shady and scammy and trying to steal my ish. However, I also truly want you to understand, because I've learned this lesson the hard way, that you are not going to get very far unless you are doing what God has called you to do. Okay? Not gonna bless you while you out here trying to be somebody else. There is something special that you were sent here at this time, in this place to do, a purpose that God has placed on your life. And if you are so caught up and trying to chase behind what everybody else is doing, you are going to miss out on that blessing that has your name on it. Okay? I hope that you are feeling inspired, empowered, and encouraged to get that ass to work and stay that ass in your lane. Love you. See you next week.
Today's confession spotlight is with Shamika Lemon. Shamika is a corporate business consultant who's worked with companies like IBM, Ralph Lauren, Wells Fargo, and many more as a corporate trainer and speaker. And if that's not bossy enough, she's also a featured speaker this year at Work, Pray, Slay Weekend, which you all know is going down October 31st through November 3rd, right here in ATL. She will be presenting a workshop on Thursday at our Income Creation Intensive, and I am super excited to have her here with us on the show. Shamika, are you ready to confess?
Yes, 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 absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, I'm excited to have you and happy for you to share all of this wisdom that you're going to share at Work, Pray, Slay, and just a little snippet, a little sneak peek with the Confessions audience. So let's just jump right into it and talk about how you got into the space of working with corporate clients. So what were you doing before you transitioned into working with corporate clients?
Oh, I was doing so much, and this is going to really tie it all together once I explain. Just working in several different corporations, and really just, you know, how the conversation goes with your employees or with your coworkers on like some of the issues that you may be having, and oftentimes it's the same thing. So a lot of the same things were coming up in talking with coworkers at lunch, you know, on our breaks and different things like that. So number one, just working at many different organizations in corporate America before doing this, first of all, I just never found a space where I just felt like I could be me, where I felt free, where I felt like I had that freedom, that advancement, all the goals that I had for myself after graduating college. I just felt like I was not getting that in corporate America. So on top of that, then as I began to talk to the coworkers and we had the same issues, the same problems, which is a lot of what I go back into these corporations now and train them on and speak to them about, do workshops on, facilitate, you know, trainings and such on, are a lot of the things that I was learning, picking up on, taking note of while I was working in corporate America. So that's really how I got into this and being a corporate business consultant, was because I definitely saw a need. Trust me, I've had plenty of corporate jobs where it's the same thing across the board. And so I saw that need and I really wanted to be a part of the solution. So that's how I ended up here.
So you literally turned your problems into a paycheck. So all of those issues that you were noticing, you know, that you were dealing with and that your coworkers were dealing with, you literally go now back into these corporate settings and train them on how to avoid those issues. I love it. Yes. So what would you say is like the biggest misconception about working with these corporations?
Well, oftentimes the thing is, a lot of people don't even try. A lot of entrepreneurs don't even try to pursue this sector of things, this side of things when being an entrepreneur and running their business. They think that they can't get into these companies and do whatever it is that they do. I'm a speaker, you know, I facilitate workshops, I am a business consultant, but you wouldn't believe what these companies are actually seeking out and hiring for when it comes to small businesses, entrepreneurs, women, minority-owned businesses, those types of things. They are actually seeking out many different things that people do. It's not just about going in there and speaking and facilitating a workshop. There are graphic designers that are being hired. There are photographers that are being hired to come in and, you know, take pictures of their new hire classes. There are a number of different things that you can get into these organizations and do whatever it is that you're doing. And I think certain entrepreneurs don't have that understanding just yet, so they're not even pursuing this side of things.
So what is like step one in order to prepare yourself to do business with another, you know, corporate entity? What is like step one of getting yourself prepared?
Mm-hmm. So how are you standing out, number one? Like, because, you know, there may not be a lot of people that know or even pursue getting into organizations or corporations, but the ones that are, they are probably looking the same. They're probably, their verbiage is probably the same. You know, what they're using as far as marketing to get themselves out there to these corporations, it's probably the same. So before you decide that you want to pursue corporate clients, and let me just back up and say that, you know, one corporate client can be, can equal, you know, maybe 10 to 12 of these online clients that you may be pursuing. I have some that pay me, you know, $10,000 to $12,000 per session. So again, let me, now I'll go back to what I was about to say. Now, how are you standing out? Because you're, now you know that they're going to be paying you this type of money, how are you going to stand out when you're getting in front of them? What are you going to be saying? What verbiage are you using? And how is it going to be different? What are you actually planning to do to make them say, I can't resist this. I have to work with this person. Like, there's no way I can pass this up. So that's the first thing that you want to think about. And then, you know, your why, your reasoning behind it. I know I brought up money, but it can't just be about money. You know, it has to be about how you're serving them and how you're resolving the issue that you're actually going to be hired to do. Like, how are you going to do that?
And so at Work Pray Slay, on the Platinum Day, so for those of you listening that don't know, there's a couple different pass types for Work Pray Slay, and the Platinum Pass specifically has a higher price tag, but that higher price tag comes with a full workshop, a full day of training. It's for those intermediate, those advanced entrepreneurs that are ready for that level up, ready for those next level topics. And this is one of those topics, because as you mentioned, a lot of entrepreneurs, we start in the online space where, you know, we're doing these Facebook ads, we're running ads on Instagram, and we're trying to reach clients that way. But when you transition and when you shift your focus to the corporate clients, that price tag goes up. So, for those advanced entrepreneurs that have mastered like the online space and are looking to do, or maybe not even master, but are just looking to pivot and work in this space, what is one lesson that you plan on sharing at Work Pray Slay that our attendees are going to walk away knowing after they leave your session?
Is making sure that, you know, everything that you're putting out there, your marketing, all of it is, it's as professional as you can get it. Now, I'm not saying go out here and spend, you know, $10,000 to $11,000 on a website, or, you know, $15,000, all these, you know, big high-tech numbers on graphics, but making sure that everything that you are putting out there looks professional. What I find is in the online space, I am the face of that. So when people, I am working with clients online, I am the face of that. But what I have learned is that, you know, in working with corporations, it has to look more of, go and like research what corporate websites look like, what corporations are doing, even when they are online. There are some corporations that are online and actually take advantage of Facebook ads and marketing and all of that. What are these corporations doing? So it really is different. It has to be different. The marketing has to be different. The face of the business has to be different when you are reaching out to these corporations, if that makes sense. It has to, it's more of a professional level. They want to know that they're working with a business versus a person, if that makes sense.
Definitely. So setting yourself up to look like a corporation and not yes. like an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so for the people listening to this that are planning on coming to Work Pray Slay, but they just cannot wait until October 31st to see you in real life, how can they connect with you online, and where can they find out more information about the services that you offer to help entrepreneurs get prepared for these type of contracts?
Oh, sure. So I'm Shamika the Light on Instagram, S-H-E-R-M-I-K-I-A-T-H-E, Light, L-I-G-H-T. So Shamika the Light on Instagram. And then on the website, it tells you how you can work with me to really get yourself out there and get into these corporations at ShamikaLemon.com. So Shamika and then L-E-M-O-N.com. And there's a ton of information there. I also have a free guide that gives you really about 7 steps on how you can get started even today, you know, to just kind of help you, lead you in the right direction of pursuing these corporations and getting in front of the face of the correct person, you know, when getting yourself out there, putting yourself out there.
You heard it here first, y'all. You got to be in the building at Work Pricelay. It is definitely going to be a game-changing weekend. Shamika will be in the building along with over 15 other experts in 10 different industries. Get in where you fit in. Grab your pass. Check the show notes for details on how you can join us at Work Pricelay, and we will see you there.